Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeitranosaurus Rex. I got dinos on the brain, Miles.
Okay.
I'm Jack, that's Miles. I spent the morning at a parking lot that had dinosaur like statues set up, and like animatronics, I would say. With the kiddos, they're going through a real dino phase.
Was it how far has it come? Because I remember, like, right after Jurassic Park, that set off a wave of like animatronic dinosaur exhibits, and some were lacking. How do you feel now? Like, how far have we come?
I was not blown away, I will say. It's fine. It's fine. It's called like, Jurassic Quest. I wasn't blown away.
They don't really look that real.
I wasn't frightened personally. But yeah, no, it was fun for them for sure. They're still talking about it. And I learned something, the thing that we all know as the raptor, like this exhibit was shading Jurassic Park while also completely trying to capitalize off of, I think they were even using sound effects from Jurassic Park, not to blow up their spot too much, but Spielberg, go at them. So they were just like debunking a lot of Jurassic Park things. They were like, some movies would have you believe that the raptor was 8 feet tall, but that was actually a different dinosaur. And here's what a raptor looked like. And it's like 2 feet tall and covered in feathers and just looks like shit.
Hey, relax, exhibit. Don't dunk on the franchise that even made your exhibit possible.
Yeah.
But whatever. I like to know that stuff.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun way to stay in the car, and you know, the kids got to ride with their head out the sunroof, which is a rare thing. So on the way there, on the highway, let them, you know, stick their head out. All right, let's tell the people what's trending. Openly Black is trending because of a Mediaite article.
Yeah, basically, you know, Don Lemon, just whatever, he says something and conservatives don't like it when, like, he says, I think something about, you know, if you're supporting the president, like you're on the same side as the Klan. And then people are like, he said we're the Klan and Nazis. And that obviously outrage. And this article describes him as openly black. And a lot of people were like, how fucking dare y'all? What, I mean, like, obviously we're not surprised, but this is just such straight up racist nonsense. You don't say openly anything unless it's something negative.
Right.
That's you never say, oh, I mean, I don't know about Jack. He's openly very kind. You know what I mean? It's like, right. No, you say that when you're just like, oh, he's openly hostile, right. Racist, sexist. You know, those are the things when used openly. So, yeah, I think we're just like, okay, right. This is the language now you're using, because black is now a I think most people assumed this is how like sort of extreme conservatives thought is like, yeah, blackness is a negative and is a threat and is not something you're not should be embraced or be proud of.
And they did the, like, it wasn't a typo. They weren't like, oh, sorry, we didn't mean to. That was their intent.
It's conservative media, you know, like, and something like that is just going to be writ. Yeah, it's just described as this. Here, I'll read you the whole thing. They're talking about, like, he was talking to Cuomo, like Chris Cuomo, back and forth about like what these Capitol rioters were like. And then the next paragraph says open Lemon hyphen, who is openly black hyphen, responded by telling Cuomo that if you're on that side, you need to think about the side you're on. I'm never on the side of the Klan. I'm never blah, 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 blah.
So it doesn't seem like a mistake. The article is titled Don Lemon's Remarks About Trump Voters and the Klan and Nazis Are a Slap in the Face to 74 Million Americans.
Right.
So
and I think that's where this rhetoric is accelerating too, because the more the Republicans even abandon the ability to like try and rationalize what's being said, it's just all about preserving their ego and preserving this feeling of never being wrong, that even these things are like, nope, you see what he's saying about everybody now? Look at this. It's getting worse. It's getting worse, guys. Just because since we're not able to open our eyes to what's happening, the criticisms are now being like, it's just nonstop. It's just nonstop. You know, when's it going to end? They keep the dunking doesn't stop. So all that to say is the next trending thing is 29%, because that's Trump's approval rating after everything we saw. So one in three are down with this shit, like really down. You know, like obviously that it took an even bigger dive. Like he clearly lost support of some Republicans.
I mean, 29% is historically low.
It's the lowest, like, I think it's been since they've been able to record these things.
Right.
So, yeah. But even then, 29% are like, yes, use violence to overturn an election to preserve minority rule of white people. But I think that was always a moment I was always curious. I'm like, what happens when you really burn off like the supporters? What does that actually leave them at? You know, because there's some people who are just playing team sports and are ignorant and just want to always, you know, be ride with Trump. But then after that, like, who has really been like, nothing's wrong with anything he's ever done? Like, this is the he can shoot someone on Fifth Avenue crowd. And they're gonna be like, no, it's all good.
And it's a shocking number of them.
Yeah,
there's a lot of them. $200 is trending.
Yeah. Did you know the story about the person who like had to do CPR on someone who had COVID on a flight to Los Angeles like back in December?
Was it a person who worked for the airline?
No. Passenger, like one passenger went down and stopped breathing, and a couple other passengers helped this person and were doing chest compressions for like 45 minutes until like they were able to divert the plane, land it, and get paramedics on. You heard about this? You seen this?
You heard about this?
It was like a lot of people were talking about it because it was just like, oh no, like someone, and this person passed away, unfortunately, like right after that. And like you had someone with COVID on the plane who basically ended up passing away. And they were asking like, how did they get on? And United was like, they said they were fine. But then this passenger's like wife had said that they had lost their sense of smell and taste and had trouble, difficulty breathing prior to this.
Jesus.
Yet they were still on the plane. So, you know, this story evolved in a few sense. First, it was like, oh my gosh, this happened. Then it was, they didn't tell anybody on the plane that they may have been exposed to COVID.
Even after the person died of COVID.
Yes.
Right.
Even after. And a lot of people were just being like, oh, I was on that flight. Oh, no. Now I know. And this was, everyone was on their way to see family for Christmas. This was prior to Christmas.
Right.
And when they asked United, they're like, how come you're not like warning passengers of the possible exposure? They said, oh, that's the CDC's job. We don't do that.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like this story like kept getting worse and worse as I read about it. And now like the people that were like helped and put themselves at risk to even try and preserve this passenger's life, they're now just like, they just this week, this happened in like mid-December. They just got a call from United, quote, United rep Thursday, thanking him for his assistance during the crisis and letting him know a $200 electronic travel certificate would be emailed. The man says the rep didn't mention anything about the man who died having the coronavirus. And the email from United simply says, quote, we apologize for the inconvenience you experienced on your recent trip.
Wow. Holy shit.
Then there are like other passengers who are also there, like assisting this, the man on the flight, also got a thank you call and saying you got 200. But then there were people who are like the wife of the person who was there, who was also like in proximity while this was happening, did not get $200 or a call.
Whose husband passed away?
No. Like the wife of a woman who, a guy, someone was helping. Yeah. Right. And then there were other passengers who were like on the flight who were there are a lot of passengers like, yo, we didn't hear anything from them. Like, I guess they only gave it to four people on that flight.
That's unbelievable.
It's just weird. It's just
the whole contact tracing thing seems to be obviously that seems to be a big difference between America and countries that successfully at least contained these outbreaks. But
yeah,
we're just counting on the free market, baby. Free market will figure it out.
That's just like, it's so dark, you know, there's so many layers where like a business clearly doesn't want to say anything because of liability. You know what I mean? They can't,
of course,
if they said, hey, here's $200 and then, oh yeah, that guy, you may have been exposed to the coronavirus. Like they just can't, it's like this, the fear of liability just renders all of these organizations like completely heartless.
Yeah.
And just these empty gestures. And it's just like, wow, this is like where we're ending up too. They're even like, well, that's the CDC's job. Because if we said that, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's bad enough that we had the PR and being blasted all over the internet and news of this happening. But then what's $200 even get?
$200 travel voucher.
That doesn't even cover the cost of that fucked up flight they were on.
That's also where they start when they're like, all right, we're looking for anybody who would volunteer to take a later flight. We'll start at a $200 voucher.
Yeah.
So they were like, this is the minimum we don't even have versions of travel vouchers that go below this. So,
right.
And that's usually people are like, okay, we'll move it up to 500. All right. $1,000. And they were just like, this will do it. That ought to shut them up.
We'll lowball you on the COVID offer.
Jeez.
I mean, don't forget too, this is all goes on the other thing to think about as, you know, Joe Biden has to navigate the Senate for whatever this COVID relief bill is. Remember, Mitch McConnell's still, I'm pretty sure his stated goal is to still get blanket shield immunity for companies for any kind of liability stemming from COVID exposure or infection. Like, this is another way that the government is going to try and operate, or elected officials are going to try and operate on behalf of these business entities that would deny human beings any sort of relief or, you know, financially any kind of restitution if they ended up infected due to the negligence of a company whose only focus was to keep making money. So
I also wouldn't be surprised if they tried to give the $1,400 stimulus checks out as travel vouchers. Like that could be the next development of that story.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, Mortal Kombat is trending. Mortal Kombat. I remember I went to go see that movie with my friend in the theaters when we were in, I think, like middle school or high school. And as we were leaving, a family pulled their minivan in front of us, rolled down the window and went, Mortal Kombat! And then peeled off. But it was like, they were hype off that movie.
I love when you have memories like that are that vivid. Like you can even tell your boy, like, yo, you remember the Mortal Kombat man?
Oh, yeah,
remember
yeah,
that
yeah.
shit?
It's like we the were only... just like, that is so whack.
Yeah. But, I saw it at the mall in Burbank, I think, with either Ty or Chris, one of my boys.
I saw it at the mall in Lexington, Kentucky.
There we go. Well, Ayo. Yeah, I guess the movie, they're going to reboot Mortal Kombat. Sure. Okay. So I guess there's like some... This one is a little bit different. It's not just, you know, the like old school characters. And I don't know. I haven't played the new one. So maybe this is part of the new Mortal Kombat universe. But it's about a washed up MMA fighter who bears a birthmark in the shape of the Mortal Kombat symbol on his chest. This is
like the logo?
Yes. No, Jack. A birthmark of the symbol of Mortal Kombat, right? But yeah, birthmark logo. This mysterious marking propels him onto a journey with Sonya Blade, who leads him to the temple of a thunderous elder god known as Lord Raiden, where he comes into contact with a group of highly skilled fighters. When we first meet Cole, he's in a really bad spot. He's down on his luck. He's kind of a washed up MMA fighter, used to be the champion, who used to believe in himself, who used to have a lot of hope, and it's all gone down the drain. It's a very interesting place for a hero to start. And I think that along the journey of Mortal Kombat and Cole discovering where he comes from, you're introduced to all these other iconic characters and elements that everybody loves so dearly.
Who is this quote from? Have they never heard of a movie? They're like, and get this, he starts out down on his luck. You believe then, it?
Then as you progress through the story, he has these significant moments of growth and you realize he has changed. It's really something else. And then it's like weird because they break it on like these three parts. It's almost like it's their acts. Like the first act is one where we're kind of seeing like,
but sure. Is Cole a character in Mortal Kombat or is that's a new invention?
I mean, look, I stopped following the characters after Baraka. Right. So I don't think after people are looking in here, I don't think he is. There's now theories. People got theories going of who Cole Young is in the Mortal Kombat subreddit.
Johnny Cage, like his Johnny Cage, but not his stage name.
According to MK lore, Cole Young is actually Satoshi Hasashi, Hanzo Hasashi's son. Let me present you my thoughts on it. Wow. First off, actor's age. I'm like, okay, y'all already lost me.
So I'm assuming they're going to try and make this rated PG-13 because that's just how you aim a movie like this to get the target audience.
They said we're not fucking around no more. It's Al Gore in the building.
Really?
It's going to be gory. Yes.
Wow. Yes.
There will be fatalities.
I mean, that's like in the movie. Dope.
They said the best fight sequences ever done in a movie ever. Okay, director trying to sell his film.
director, I kind of like the energy he's bringing to this.
The director told this stunt coordinator that these have to be, quote, the best fight sequences ever done in a movie ever. So, okay, let's bring that energy. It said it's amount of blood, it's amount of red, it's interpretation of how you go about it. Speaking about the execution of the fight scenes, we had a lot of discussions about getting the balance right. So there was gore and there was blood and there were fatalities and there is gore and blood and fatalities. So
wow.
If they're anything like the video game, I don't know if I need to see that done like on camera.
Right.
Because shit is like...
The thing that is, you know, iconic about Mortal Kombat is the goriness of the deaths, the fatalities. Yeah. So... Mm-hmm. And I think they tend to be too gory for movies. Like I don't think you could get away with a lot.
Well, like
of them
the old school one, like Scorpion would just like blow fire on you and you just charge or like rip your head off and take your spine with it or like freeze you and then kick you into a bunch of, you know, liquid nitrogen pieces.
Like, I don't think you can rip someone's head off and like have their spine dangling below in a movie like that. That hasn't. Or Friday the 13th would have done it by now.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, well, this is what we're waiting to see, you know, as we await.
On the edge of our seats.
Proper economic recovery from the pandemic. But really, what will Triborg's fatality look like?
That is the question.
You know?
Sonya Blade. She has some gnarly fatalities, doesn't she?
I can't even remember anymore, Jack. It's been so long since I performed a Mortal Kombat fatality on an upright arcade machine. Plus, I didn't play with Sonya. I always played with Scorpion. Then I played with like Reptile, and like after Mortal Kombat 2 and 3, and then pretty much that was usually it. I was always like a Scorpion, Sub-Zero type dude.
Because
you know, Sub-Zero also have more like fight moves that translated from Street Sub-Zero. Fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so then I was like, oh shit, I already know this movement from Street Fighter. Let me just map that onto Mortal Kombat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's how I got down, Jack, in the arcades back in 94 and 95.
This was really a 90s full week of Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
And you're welcome, America. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe how many of y'all responded to the mall idea.
Yeah,
hold on. How? I get it. I don't know. If I know some of y'all got a rich uncle who probably owns a distressed mall. Like, let's phase one. We could just source this Zeitgeist.
Right. Style. It's not like there's a shortage of abandoned malls in America.
Yeah. So, all right. Think about it, y'all.
Yeah, just have a think on it. Reach out to us. I'll share my Venmo and, you know, get some seed money
guys,
going.
Let's build that mall. Build the mall. Build the mall. Guys, right. And I'm coming
that
to you hat to in hand. I'm coming to you hat in hand, y'all. We're going to do this together. You know what I mean?
All right, guys. That is going to do it for this week. We will be back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.